Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the fifth and final chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Ha'azara ha'isa orech mea u'shmonim v'sheva arochav mea u'shloshim v'chamesh. So the Azara, the temple courtyard, was 187 amos, cubits long, and 135 cubits wide. Min ha'mizrach l'marav mea u'shmonim v'sheva. So from east to west, it was the 187 cubits, and now it's going to break down for us how that was. Makom drisas Yisrael, achas esrei amah. So the place where the Yisraelim, where the rank-and-file Jews would walk, that was 11 amos, 11 cubits. Makom drisas hakohanim, achas esrei amah. And the place where the kohanim would walk was also 11 amos. Hamizbeach shloshim ushtayim, the altar was 32. Bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach, Esrim Ushtayim Amma. And between the Ulam, which was a building, and the altar, it was another 22 Amos. Ha-Hechal Mea Amma. The Hechal was 100 Amma. Va'achas Asrei Amma La'achurei Beis HaKaporis. And it was 11 Amos behind the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Beis HaKaporis was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kaporis being the cover of the ark, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that building and the space behind it, the building was 100, the space behind it until the wall was 11. So add that all up, you get 187 amos, the length of the temple courtyard. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Kol Ha'azara, the entire courtyard. Kol Hekef Ha'azara, so we're talking about the perimeter. Shebatoch oso hekef nivne habayis letzad maravo. And inside that perimeter, the temple was built towards the west. V'hachatzer v'hamizbeach b'mizracho. And the chatzer and the altar, these were in the east. Skipping a little, drisas ragle Yisrael, the place where the Yisraelim, where the regular Jews would walk. V'hi ha'nikreis Ezras Yisrael. So that's what we call the Ezras Yisrael, the Israelite courtyard. Umakam drisas ragle hakohanim, in the place where the kohanim would walk, kriya ezras kohanim. That's what we call the ezras kohanim, the priest's courtyard. Hamizbeach shtayim ushloshim, so the altar was 32 amos. Meforish le'el reish perek gimel. So the way that the altar was built is described in greater detail at the beginning of the third chapter, which we already discussed. Hahechel mea ama, and the hechel was 100 amos. Uve kosa ulam, the thickness of the wall of the ulam, v'chalosha ulam, and the interior space, the empty space of the ulam, v'uve kosa ha'hechal, and then the thickness of the wall of the hechal, v'chalalo, and its empty space, v'ama traxin, and one ama, which was the traxin, which was the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it was in between these two levels of sanctity, v'chalobes kashe HaKadoshim, and then the empty space of the Holy of Holies, v'kosa ha'hechal l'marav, and then the western wall of the hechal, v'hata, v'kosa hata, so the ta and the wall of the ta, hakol mea amah k'mefurish b'parkinan del'el. All of this together equals 100 amos, as was described in the previous chapter. V'achas esrei amah achurei beis hakaporis, and 11 amos were behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mekoso hachitzon shel hechal, litzad marav, ad hakoso maravi shel azara, haya achas esrei ama shel chalo im uve hakoso. So from the outer wall of the hechal to the west, until the western wall of the azara, that was 11 amos of empty space with the walls. Kuri achure beis hakaporis, and that's called behind the house of the ark cover. Mishnah Beis. Min hatzafon l'darom, and going from north to south, mea ushloshim v'chamesh, that's 135 amos. Hakeves v'hamizbeach shishim ushtayim, so the altar with its ramp is 62 amos. Min hamizbeach l'tabos, shmone amos. From the altar to the rings that we discussed previously, another 8 amos. Mokom hatabos, esrim v'arba. The place of the rings was 24 cubits. Min hatabaos l'shulchanos arba. From the rings to the tables, that was another 4 cubits. Min ha'shulchanos v'lananasin arba. And from the tables to these short pillars that were there, that's another 4 cubits. min hananasin lakosa hazara shmona amos. And then from these short pillars to the wall of the courtyard, that was 8 amos. V'hamoser ben hakeves lakosel umokam hananasin. So if you add it up, you'll see this doesn't quite equal 135 cubits as it should. The difference that we don't see, that was between the ramp and the wall, and also the place of these short pillars. And there is no Bart Neuro on Mishnah Beis, so join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter as well as this Masechta.